Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
What's up? This is Nina Perez, and this is Straight Talk, No Sugar Added. Thank you so much for being here. I created this show for you, finding the best humans on the planet to grow, challenge, and transform your thinking. Let's do this. And today I have John and his dad, Mark Cronin, here, and they are the founders of John's Crazy Socks. It's a social enterprise with a mission to spread happiness. In 3 years, they have bootstrapped their startup to a multi-million dollar company with sales over 80 nations. And John has had Down syndrome, but he always says that Down syndrome never holds me back. I love that. Absolutely love that. How are you all doing today?
I'm very good. Thank you very much. I have yours.
We're glad to be here. Thank you, Nina.
I'm so glad you're here. I think we were in Podmatch or somewhere where we found each other. And I was just reading the story of John and starting these crazy socks and all this great stuff. And I'm like, what a beautiful gift to the world. It brings, you know, I think especially with this last year of COVID and all this going on, joy is definitely needed, right?
We need some more happiness, some more appreciation, more gratitude about what we have.
I agree.
And also more focus. I think people are doing this, focusing more on what matters.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. Right. So how did you all get started in this? Like, is just John just loving socks, or what happened here?
Well, that's the basis of it, right? You love socks, don't you?
I love crazy, fun, colorful, fun socks.
But it really started, as many businesses do, out of a place of need, and a difficult place. So we started together back in 2016. In the fall of 2016, and where were you?
I entered in Huntington High School. I'm going to be in Malaysia.
So here's something that people may not know. In the United States, doesn't matter if you're in Connecticut, New York, doesn't matter the state, if you have a disability, you can stay in the public school system until you turn 21. But that was going to be John's last year, because he was going to be turning 21. And when you're in school, everything is right there in front of you, all your services and supports. But once you're done with school, now you're on your own.
Right.
It's sometimes known as the 21-year-old cliff, because you're out on your own. In states like Connecticut or New York, there are lots of services. In states like Florida and Texas, there are no services. But either way, you have to find your own way. So John was in that place, and you were looking, trying to figure out what you were going to do, right? What were you looking at?
I like a job program in school. I don't like the option I don't like.
And then myself, I was in a bad way. I had been working with my wife in her business because... my wife, wonderful woman, right? We love mom, right?
I do.
But she suffered from and was dealing with chronic depression. So she's really good at some things, but would need help and support. So we're working together in what had become a family business. And then what happened is, you know, depression, sometimes people do things that are both irrational and self-destructive.
Yeah.
She had done that a number of years earlier. She had dipped into a client account and taken some money. So the same time that John is looking to try to figure out what he's going to do, we had two police detectives show up at our office door.
Wow.
to arrest my wife. And overnight, we closed what was the family business. And now we had no income. We had a big debt to pay. And I'm there wondering, you know, what's my son going to do?
Right.
And you know, my wife is facing jail time. I was 58 at the time. I'm an entrepreneur, which means I'm unemployable. Right.
Right.
What were we going to do? And, you know, so a lot of our story is about John finding things. But John, he winds up being my hero because he saved us all, right? We're binding together as a family. You got to hold tight. I was starting some online businesses. And then what do you tell me?
I want to go have dinner with my dad. And I followed up in it.
Right? He said, Dad, let's go into business.
Oh, my gosh.
And at first, I thought I'm helping him. But he was helping me, saying, Dad, we can do this. Right?
Wow.
And like entrepreneurs, we have a lot of ideas, right?
Yes, you do.
Some of them are even good ideas. So what was your second idea for a business?
Second idea, a food truck. I have an idea about a movie chef, John Favreau.
So this seemed like fun, right? We could open a food truck, right? You know, in New Haven, they have all those food trucks lined up.
Yeah, lined up, yeah.
Way, right? Seemed like fun, except we ran into a problem.
We can't cook.
Yeah, we can't.
That's a problem.
But then, right before Thanksgiving, John is the one, he had his eureka idea. Right?
I did. I want to sell crazy socks. Why socks is fun, it's colorful and creative. I'll always let me be me. So I want crazy socks my entire life.
He'd worn these crazy socks his whole life. So we said, okay, let's test this idea, right? Thinking if John loved these socks so much, surely other people would, and we could find our tribe.
Yeah.
So we went the lean startup route. You know, no big business plan. Let's just get this up and test. So we built a website on the Shopify platform. John already had the name.
I did. Asked for the website.
Right. We're bootstrapping. So you got to make do with what you have.
That's right.
The only marketing we did was to set up a Facebook page. I took out my cell phone and we'd make videos. And who was in those videos?
I am. I talk about socks, 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 more socks.
And what day did we open?
We opened on Friday, December 9th, 2016.
And that's how we got started. We tested it.
Wow.
We were very fortunate. We got what felt like a flood of orders. And most of them were local, right? We live in the town of Huntington. John was in Huntington High School. We had temporary office space there. So what did we do with those first orders?
Our first order is a home delivery.
Right? We got red boxes. Okay. We loaded up the car. We drove around. John knocked on doors and handed out socks, right?
I did.
How did the customers respond?
Customers respond. They love our socks. And I put it on social media, which I guess I spread.
We had customers ordering again just to have John come back to their door.
Oh, isn't that nice?
And we started hearing from people who found the story and the whole idea inspirational, right? Particularly from families that had somebody with a differing ability.
Mm-hmm.
So when you ask, I mean, that's a long-winded answer of,
that's a beautiful answer.
It started. But we share that because we want people to know, right? Even when it's dark, you can find some light.
Yeah.
You can find possibilities.
Mm-hmm.
And instead of looking at what you don't have, instead of looking at all the obstacles, look at what you do have.
Yeah. Yeah, that's beautiful and true, right? Because, you know, you can get into a dark place and it's very easy to stay there if you want to, when you are in that place, it is very difficult to see the opportunities of beautiful things in front of you. I love that you were able to pull back from all that was happening to you, because there was a lot going on, and saying, okay, what can we explore here, as opposed to shutting down as well, right? Which would have made it difficult for John as well to try to, you know, navigate what was happening in his life, you know, because right. That was a lot to take on. Was your attitude always like that, Mark? Did you, you know, when your beautiful baby boy came into the world and you knew you're going to have some challenges ahead of you, were you also looking at it like, okay, this is what we got? Or did John teach you that throughout his life?
I think it's a combination, but definitely we learned this from John. So we did not know he was going to be born with Down syndrome. So that came as a surprise. And here's something many people may not know. Well, first we should tell folks, how do you get Down syndrome? What do you have?
I have Down syndrome. We have three
21st chromosomes. 21 right? Chromosomes. We all have 23 pairs of chromosomes. People with Down syndrome have an extra 21st chromosome. That's how you get Down syndrome. And people born with Down syndrome all face certain physical challenges, intellectual development disabilities, low muscle tone. Some things are little curious things, like if you look at your hand, mm-hmm. you have three creases across your hand. Mm-hmm. John only has two.
Oh, okay.
But they also can face significant medical issues, and that's what John faced. On day three of his life, he needed what was intestinal bypass surgery. We didn't know if he was going to make it. We right. brought a Catholic priest in to baptize him because we didn't know if he'd make it off the table. Right. And before he was 3 months old, he needed open heart surgery. Oh, about wow. 50% of people born with Down syndrome have significant heart defects. He had two holes in his heart. Mm-hmm. So you kind of learn of, okay, what do we have next? And now what do we do? It's right. always, now what do we do? And that's important in our personal lives.
Right.
It also carries over into our businesses, right?
That's right.
So you get hit with a pandemic. Okay. Now right. what do we do?
Right, right.
How do we find a way forward? How do we adapt? What new opportunities present themselves?
Yeah. You know, and the pandemic is definitely brought new ideas, right? I mean, like me and you are meeting this way because of the pandemic, right? Because we are actually able to communicate now through Zoom. And so did the pandemic help you and John increase in your business? Like, were you able to like really capture more eyes now that everybody was online?
It changed things in a big way. First, in the spring of 2020, it cost us more than $500,000 in business. And that's because we kind of have three selling seasons. And in mm-hmm. the spring, a lot of our business is around public events, around World Down Syndrome Day and people and media attention. That all got wiped out. But then, you know, so the first thing was take care of health, make sure everybody's safe. Then we adapted. So I'll give you an example. We host school tours here. And we would get four or five a week coming in. Mm. Well, during a pandemic, we can't have that. So we moved those online. Now, it's not the same as doing it virtually. But now we've had school classes from around the world come to visit. Same thing with speaking engagements, right? We were crossing the country doing keynote speeches and speaking to different groups. Which you loved, right? We're across Canada, US, Mexico.
That sounds fun.
No more speaking in person. But then that opens the world. So now we've spoken literally around the world.
Right.
And we get to speak to groups that we otherwise would not have spoken to. So last week, we spoke to a group in Rhode Island. It's a group of entrepreneurs who have different abilities. Well, pre-pandemic, if we were thinking we'd have to go there, it wasn't going to be worth taking a day or two. And it wasn't they couldn't afford to pay us and we kind of couldn't afford to go.
Right.
But we could do that virtually.
Right.
So it opens things there. And it creates new opportunities. So, you know, here's an easy one. We started selling masks, right? But what's our mission?
Spreading happiness.
Spreading happiness. So how can we spread happiness? Well, what do you do every Tuesday afternoon?
Every Tuesday, I host a dance party.
John hosts an online dance party. What's more fun than that? And how do you connect with people, right?
That's fun.
You just keep finding a way, right?
Yeah.
To connect and serve people. We created a charity fundraising program that's touchless and remote because so many nonprofits, they couldn't hold their usual events or their usual money raising.
Right.
So we created something that would let them do that remotely. So you just keep finding a way.
You're adapting, yeah. Yeah, I mean, and it just sounds like that is innate in you and John also, because, you know, faced with a lot of, before this even started, right, faced with that big boom, you were still able to like think and pivot and shift, and now you are where you are today, which is amazing, amazing. John, good job. Very, very proud of you. That's amazing.
Thank you.
I need to be talking to you about business ideas. That's so good.
It turns out John is a natural entrepreneur, right? I'll give you a little anecdote. It's January of 2017. We're just getting started. We're learning firsthand. Nobody buys anything in January because they spent all their money
right, for Christmas, right?
And that's when we learned that people celebrate World Down Syndrome Day, which is what day?
A day of March 21st.
March 21st. They celebrate that by wearing crazy socks. You would have thought we knew that in advance. We didn't. Oh, we're not that smart, right? So now we go looking for a Down Syndrome sock that we could sell in our store. Because at that point, we were just buying socks from other suppliers and selling them. We couldn't find one. What do you say?
I said, I want to make one.
That's what he did. So John designed the world's first Down Syndrome.
Isn't that awesome?
And that raises money for whom?
NASA Down Syndrome Exercise.
Right? So because we're always giving back, if we're going to make that, it's going to not only raise awareness,
that's fantastic,
but funds. But to John, this is just obvious. What's wrong with you? We just go and do this.
Right. Oh my God. And that is, you know, that's an inventor, right? That is an entrepreneur and an inventor. Like, I mean, if you don't see it, make it, create it, you know. It's so amazing. That's wonderful. I have actually a few friends with children that have Down syndrome, and so I'm definitely going to be sending them there for that, because they love supporting anything that supports their kids, you know. And like you said, Mark, and I didn't even know that after like 21, you know, like, what I mean, look what John has been able to prove, right? That he's able to be an entrepreneur and have a business and create things and stuff. And so, you know, and I feel sad for those at 21 that don't have that support system.
Well, and here's the thing. Like, more than half of our employees have a differing ability. And what we're always driving home, that's not altruism. That's just good business.
Mm-hmm.
So, how many people, you know, business owners do you hear from who say, I can't find enough workers? I can't find good workers. And yet we have this vast untapped pool of labor of people with differing abilities.
Right.
Ready, willing, and able to work. Hire them because it's going to give you a competitive advantage. Not because, oh, you think this is a nice thing. Like I'm always pointing out, John here, he's a very nice guy. I'm not, you know. We got a business to run, right?
Right.
It's a social enterprise. So yes, we have a very strong social mission.
Right.
But they feed off each other.
Right.
And it turns out we like to live indoors, right?
Right.
We got to make some money, pay the rent.
That's right. And you got your, so you play the good guy, bad guy, or good cop, bad cop, right?
John's teaching me all the time, right?
Right.
If you talk to some of your friends, they probably heard this when their children were born. Oh, God would only give you a burden that he knew you could handle.
Right.
Well, first of all, my son, and John is the youngest of three. None of my sons are a burden.
Right.
Second of all, John has taught us.
Right.
He's been patient. He's been kind. He's been waiting for us to catch up to him.
Right. I believe that.
My sons, my wife and I, we are all better off because of John.
Right. Right. Right? I believe it. I'm better off. I'm better off because of John. He's inspired me.
You're the owner, right? You're the owner of the business, but you still got to take the garbage out, right?
Right. Right. Somebody's got to do it, right? You guys are amazing. John, what are you going to do now? Are you inventing more socks, you think? Do you have more designs?
We got a new design.
We're always designing. He's always designing socks. We're working with the American Cancer Society on their Goal Together campaign to fight pediatric cancer. So we're a national sponsor.
Oh, that's fantastic.
And we designed a line of socks to support them. We've introduced those. We have our sock design contest winner, the winner of our Autism Can Do scholarship, both of them designed socks.
Wow.
We have a whole line of Christmas socks that are a new line coming out. We have new Halloween socks. We have throw blankets that we're now introducing.
Oh,
I really
great.
Love the Down syndrome themed ones. And then next year, we'll be bringing out our military themed socks.
Oh, yes.
So there's always stuff cooking up. Here's a fun thing we're working on. What's our mission?
Spreading happiness.
Spreading happiness, right?
That's it. That's
well,
it.
If that's what we do, we ought to be able to measure that. So we're creating a happiness index that we will publish at our website. And 50% of that will come from our customers and 50% from our employees.
Oh,
so
wow.
That we can always ask, how much happiness are we creating? We're working with the Society of Human Resource Management to develop that. And then we're going to say to other organizations,
right,
here's your happiness index. How much happiness are you creating?
Right, right.
Imagine if the president of the United States, if when she or he came to speak to the country on the podium, they had to publish their happiness index. How much happiness are they creating? Right? Good stuff.
Right.
That is good stuff. I am so happy to have met you both. And I will definitely be one of those customers. So I can't wait to see that meter come out. And like I said, in my family, we have that tradition of crazy socks every year. It's a tradition that we have because my niece, unfortunately, was killed in a car accident several years ago.
Oh,
and that was something she loved doing. So we've kept it as an honor for her. So it's definitely something that I love very much. It's very close to my heart. So when I read about John's crazy socks, my heart was leaping, right? Because I'm like, oh, I love this. So I can't wait to spread even more joy by spreading all of what you guys do. So thank you guys for being on Straight Talk. I appreciate you
and
very much.
If people want to get great socks, where can they get them?
Yeah, where they go?
At John's Crazy Socks.com.
And Nina, here are some cool things. How many different pairs of socks do we have?
3,000 different socks.
John is now the owner of the world's largest sock store.
Wow.
And when people buy from us, right, it's not just a transaction. You're helping us employ people with differing abilities. You're helping us give back. So here's a really cool fact, right? John, you're a Special Olympic athlete?
Yes, I am.
John has donated over $100,000 to the Special Olympics. And what goes in every package?
a sticky note for me and candy.
Every package gets a thank you note, a handwritten thank you note from John and candy.
Oh, wow. So
when you get that package, that's you sharing in happiness, right?
Right.
You know you're helping us hire people, giving back. You get the thank you note, you get the candy. That's a little dose of happiness.
Yes, it is. Anything sweet like that and crazy socks is definitely happy times for Nina. That's for sure. This was fantastic. So, John, it was johnscrazysocks.com, right?
Right.
Right.
And you can find us, do search for John's Crazy Socks on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube,
great,
Twitter, TikTok. You're doing lots of TikTok, right?
Yeah, oh, that too? Oh, I got to go on there. Is it for him dancing?
Him dancing. Lots
I
got to
go see that. Well, you have a fan in me. Thank you guys so much for being here with me. Well, I really appreciate it. I'm so grateful. Thank you. And guys, thank you guys so much for listening and watching. Make sure that you definitely get your crazy socks and go on to johnscrazysocks.com. Go ahead and follow them on social media. They're on all the platforms. I'll make sure to link everything below for you so that you can make sure you can follow them, buy from them, support them. They're doing amazing things. This is Nina Perez. This is Straight Talk. No sugar added. Until next time.
You should listen to Nina Perez.
You should listen to Nina Perez.
Right? Check out the Straight Talk, No Sugar Added podcast. You'll be glad you did.
This broadcast is brought to you by WinJex Studios. We are an all-in-one educational platform for podcasters that revolutionizes how hosts leverage content to increase engagement with listeners, downloads, and income. We come together to focus on community, collaboration, and collective impact. For more information on how you can interact directly with our hosts, access exclusive live content with offers you can't get anywhere else from our official partners, join our purpose-driven community by visiting www.winject.com. If you're ready to build a career doing what you love, then we're ready to see you there.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.